Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Steve Bailey taking you through a Thursday afternoon. And it's time now to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we return to the hotline to bring in Keystone Superintendent Dan White. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time, and boy, I'm certainly glad that we were able to connect here, because there are a lot of great things going on in the Keystone School District. And, you know, for you, I know some of this is still relatively new, because you were mentioning to me earlier that you've only been on the job since August 1st. But, you know, really, since the school year started, you guys have had a great deal of success on the field in athletics, but also those same student athletes have done exceptionally well in the classroom.
Yes, they have. Yeah. They, our students, we just celebrated having over 75 of our student athletes earn a 3.5 or higher GPA during their first grading period. So they're excelling both in the classroom and on the field. It's a great, great place to be and witness this, and seeing these students work so hard on the field, off the field. It's just been a real fun ride so far.
Well, at WEOL, we cover a lot of sporting events at the high school level, no doubt about that. But, of course, when it comes to extracurriculars, there's a lot more going on outside the athletic field. And you guys have a great deal of extracurricular clubs and organizations that have maintained a high level of activity as well, ranging from the STEM club to Engineering Day. What all has been going on with the STEM club?
Thanks. So our STEM club just went to Cleveland State University. They had an engineering day there, and the students got to participate in some competitions with other school districts while they're there. Our elementary students are enjoying a dino club. They're involved in a Lego club, and they have their own STEM club, where it's really focused on what we refer to as project-based learning. So a lot of times you will have collaboration amongst the students, where four or five will work together, and they'll be given a problem, or let's say just like building a robot, like a car, but they're programming the wheels on the car. So it's not an engine car. It's driven by digital programming through some of the software that we have through what's called VEX equipment. And so you can walk in, watch these students working together to try and figure out, why is this car not going straight? I just was in a classroom yesterday, got a chance to witness that at our middle school level, and the students are so engaged. But it's great to see them collaborating, working together, trying to problem solve and figure out, well, why does it keep turning to the right? And what needs to change? Did we code it incorrectly? Let's check our coding. They're learning at a high level and collaborating at a high level when they're working on these problems. So we do have some great things going on with our STEM programming.
What's interesting, too, is that it's the entire system that's having a great deal of success with STEM. And STEM sounds like something that's really picked up some steam, and it's a lot of fun for all parties involved. And you talked about the elementary students enjoying a Lego club. And to me, that sounds like a lot of fun, because when we were growing up, Legos were cool. And here we are, you know, all these years later, and now they have Lego clubs at school. It seems like that's something that kids really get behind and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. It has come a long way since when you and I were playing with Legos. It's no longer just the blocks by themselves. They have some of those engine components, or like the computer and digital parts to the Legos as well, just like I was talking for our middle school students. So you'll see our elementary students building things, developing and programming their own little projects with the Lego sets now. We have kids at a young level starting to experience coding. It's fantastic.
Very good stuff. Again, Dan White, superintendent with the Keystone School System, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, one of the great things about doing this series on a weekly basis is the fact that we get a chance to uncover a lot of the great things going on that the kids are doing in the community and having a lot of fun doing it. The school system has enjoyed a great deal of success with some donation drives, helping benefit local families that need a little extra something during this holiday season. Give us the details on what the Keystone School System has done with these donation drives.
Yeah, and it's our students, our elementary school held a food and monetary donation drive for the Lions Club, where they were collecting new and like gently used coats for other kids to go out to, and of course, families in need in the area. Our middle schoolers held a donation drive, along with high schoolers, were collecting toys for our local children. non-perishable food items, things of that nature. So at every grade level, we had those things happening. And it's really, what's exciting, it's not just there. I mean, our adults, if you will, are leading by example. Our transportation department collected items for the Lions Club Christmas campaign this year as well. And so you'll see, like, it's a part of our culture for both staff and students where we're wanting to give and help those in need. It's a very caring community. We're really blessed that way.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And again, this time of the year, it's always great to hear about stories like that, to see the communities get behind and help those out that definitely need help right around the holidays. Well, educators in the school system have been recognized both locally and statewide for all kinds of different work in the field of education. Give us an idea as to how they've been recognized.
We have all three of our buildings, so elementary, middle school, and high school, were bronze award winners from the state of Ohio for our PBIS system. That's a Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports is what that stands for. So the purpose of this program is to recognize and commend positive behavior amongst students. It's actually law now. Every district in Ohio is supposed to be implementing it, but we're implementing it at a level now where we're getting recognized by the Ohio Department of Education and getting rewards for it. And it's really nice because it's not just being recognized at the state level, but even locally, we've had some districts contact us that would like to come out and see how we're implementing the program, kind of learn from us some of the things we went through to get to where we are today. And that's really on a building-by-building perspective. We have teachers getting recognition. We had one of our speech and language pathologist teachers was presenting at the state level on just helping students who have troubles, with their speech. And one of our Educational Service Center colleagues emailed me to share what a pleasure it was to work with Mrs. Mitro. And she was explaining all the different things they did together and how much she helped her. And when we got that, we decided to go ahead and put together an article because it's so rare to have somebody. People are so busy, right? So when do you have time to actually, on your own, write a letter to somebody to say what a pleasure it was to work with one of their employees? So we put together an article, shared what they did, and it's just gotten a lot of attention because people appreciate the hard work that our staff puts in for our students.
The district also was recently chosen to present at the Northeast Ohio Transition Symposium at Kent State. Tell us what this was all about, because when you have an opportunity to speak with a group that involves a lot of folks from higher education, that certainly turned some heads.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were there presenting on how we help some of our students with special needs transition to the workforce from high school. So once they're done with high school, the kind of programming we have in place helps prepare them both with technical skills but also with soft skills so that they can leave here and step into the workforce ready to perform. And we've had a good deal of success with that. So, yeah, we were blessed to have some of our folks present at Kent State to share with the region what we're doing that's getting the success that we are.
You and I had talked before coming on the air, and you mentioned something to me that, it doesn't always get mentioned when we do our Norton Corporation Champions of Education series. And you mentioned that you wanted to recognize the maintenance department. And that's not to say that's never come up before, but it's rare that it comes up. But you mentioned that the maintenance department has been extraordinarily busy. Show me one in the school system that's not, because they're always on the move. And sometimes these men and these women don't get the credit that they deserve for really maintaining the entire school district and the entire school system. But boy, it sounds like your maintenance department has been extraordinarily busy, especially at the middle school.
Yes. Yeah. Buddy Trigo and his team just did a phenomenal job this summer because they all have the responsibility of getting our buildings ready, getting classrooms ready, preparing the floors, all those things. And so they had all that to get done, but on top of that, they also completed landscaping for the front of our brand new, relatively new middle school. And that included a memorial for one of our former staff members. And then they worked with the Boy Scouts out back to build an outdoor classroom for the elementary school. So on top of all their other responsibilities, they were putting in some significant time working hard so they can ensure some of these kind of like bonus things for us, if you will, were completed for school as well. And now we reap the benefit of just seeing the beauty and aesthetically pleasing landscaping that we have out front in the middle school with our memorial, and then having that additional outdoor classroom behind the elementary schools where students can go underneath the pavilion and obviously be protected from the sun or from rain, all those things where they can do some outdoor learning. So yeah, we're really blessed with a hardworking maintenance crew that loves serving the students here and creating opportunities in the sense of like an outdoor classroom for them.
So you mentioned the outdoor classroom. I have to ask because I don't think that was something that was around when I was in school either. Well, what does the outdoor classroom consist of?
Gives a chance for, it's really a pavilion, and there's some tables, or there will be tables when it gets nice again out there. And so it's a place where students can go out, observe things around them in nature, but then instead of having to just carry a notebook to write on or go back to the classroom, they can get in there under the pavilion and use those tables to do any kind of work or writing they want to do there, while they can still be outside observing what they're observing or working on whatever they're working on.
Very good stuff. Well, we can't let you loose unless we ask you about the Keystone Musicians. I think that's only the one area we have not hit on just yet. But, boy, seems like Keystone Musicians have done an excellent job throughout the course of the year. And they're not done yet, as you guys have some holiday concerts coming up here over the next couple weeks.
Yes, we have our sixth grade choir concert coming up on Monday, December 17th. We have our kindergarten concert Tuesday, December 18th. And a real testament to how well our singers and our band play is the amount of people we get to come to the concerts. I got to tell you, it is standing room only when we have our concerts, both this week, Monday night, and then last night, our sixth grade concert. Talking about our maintenance crew, they're working to bring in extra chairs, trying to create additional seating, and we still have people having to stand around the outside. And, of course, we don't want people to have to stand, but it tells you just how popular it is and important it is to our community to come hear our musicians sing and play. They do a phenomenal job. It's a joy and a pleasure to hear them. You walk away just feeling upbeat and excited for the holidays because they do a great job, and, of course, everybody's there. So, yeah, we have a great musical program.
Very cool stuff. Well, yeah. Dan, we appreciate the time. This is a lot of fun catching up and hearing about what's happening in the Keystone School System. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much. Again, Dan White, superintendent at the Keystone School System, joining us here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We need to step aside and take a break. Steve Bailey and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL.